A pastor ordered security at his church to lock all the doors and told everyone they could not leave. And the reason why, Katie?
He wanted them to give just $20. Just $20. And if you don't, you're going to sit here until we get it.
There's 1,000 of you. I said close them doors. Ushers, close the doors. Close the doors. Close the doors. There's 1,000 of you tonight, and those that are watching, it's 1,000 that's watching online. This is a small seed. If I get 1,000 online to give this, if I get 1,000 in the sanctuary to give this, that's $40,000 tonight. I'm challenging each of you all down here to give a $20 seed. I just think $20 is a lot of money. $20, believe it or not, when my late wife, Melinda P. Sapp, was alive, was a...
Bringing the late wife in.
That's a strategy.
The dead wife. That's, yeah, some manipulation there.
Good date. I could take her to the movies, buy a box of popcorn, get one soda, two straws. I wasn't cheap. That's swag. I was looking in her eyes. She's looking in mine. I can't do that no more.
Well... I mean, did he, like, really keep them closed if people wanted to leave?
He kept on for, like, at least 15, 20 minutes. I don't know if they made the money, but you weren't leaving until something got put in the bucket.
I mean, I don't think it's illegal. It's not kidnapping yet.
I feel like it is.
Not really. Because he's saying close the doors. Nobody leave.
The story was closed and locked the doors.
Yeah.
But if I got up to leave and still could get out, then that wouldn't... No, I wouldn't want to be the person to do that because I would be called out.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, but I still feel like I'm stuck. You're causing...
I think if you got up and actually left and could leave, then you're okay. I think there's nothing to... There's no proof that he was actually forcing... I mean, it doesn't sound great. And I wouldn't want to get up because you'd be like, excuse me, sir, where are you going?
Yeah.
Where, you know, that's...
You'd definitely be the subject of conversation if you left.
That's why it's good to be online. You can be like, log out. Logging out right now.
X out.
It could have just been a way it came across.
I don't know, because he continues on and he puts even more pressure on the people who are sitting on the stage behind him.
Now, everyone up here, we've all sold and seeded, but I need everyone standing up here with us, with me, to plant a seed of $100. Because again, it costs to sit up here.
Does it?
I got you.
I didn't know that.
Really?
I didn't. You pay to sit up front?
I guess.
Or up
it
on the
It costs to sit up here?
On the altar?
Saying, like, I don't know. This is just so unorthodox.
Are they about to go bankrupt or something?
I have no idea.
He seems a little desperate.
I guarantee you.
He's late on his mortgage.
Yeah, those are not going to the church.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
How do you know that?
I don't know, but I feel
A portion's going to his pocket.
Uh-huh.
I feel like at least a portion.
Really?
It seems that way.
This is why I'm agnostic.
This is not the norm.
It's supposed to be like a donation, offering, something that you want to do.
If
you can, yeah.
Not lock the doors, close the doors and lock them, and then we're going to sit here until we collect the
$40,000. He's just creating the scene and the atmosphere.
So I feel safe in it.
I'm trying to be on your side.
Jason, as someone who wants to be running at all times, you want to wear certain shoes so you can run, so you can escape, check out. You would be freaking out if you thought they were locking the... He locked the doors of the church.
Well, Jason, I don't know if you even know you do this, but every time you're in a room with anybody for a meeting, you sit closest to the door.
You do.
Yeah.
Do I really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're here right now. We've got a meeting later. You sit right next to the door. Anytime I'm in a meeting with you, the only one that I'm not is your office because your desk is far from the door.
And
every other room I'm in with you, you sit at the closest to the door as you can get.
And I think he has a trap door under his desk.
He might.
I did not realize that.
The way that your office is set up, I've thought numerous times, it's not great for running.
Okay, now you're making me bear.
You have to go out around your desk and then across the office to your door. It's not a great setup.
The way the office is, it's not a great setup. And now you just made me paranoid. I'm
just
switch
saying,
it this
if I were you and I'm obsessed with running and getting out of places quick, I'd move that desk.
I can't wait to get stopped in the hallway later.
I can jump over the desk, no problem.
He's going to stop me. Hey, come here and help me carry this real quick.
But I will say in this case, you can lock all the doors you want, but all the doors, if they're locked in any building like a church like that, are still exit doors. They're fire doors. You can push out. You can lock them from the other side, but they don't lock.
You're missing the entire point, which is not abnormal.
This is the point.
I don't go to church like that where they do that, but I'm trying to.
We don't either.
Gone to church our whole life. I've never heard this
not
before.
Not how it goes at all.
Mm.
We don't mean to shout you down as a new Christian.
Excuse us.
I am agnostic.
You're going to go back to church now that you and Carol are back together? Because I know it's important for
us. I think it was good for you guys.
I go to, the reason why, I don't know.
What?
Yes or no?
I don't know. If I'm going back, because of the counseling
the free coffee.
The sermon.
Yeah, and what they're saying. But I still have a...
You don't have to believe to go.
Iffy-feely about the belief or not.
Okay, that's fine.
He's got an iffy-feely.
Yeah, so that means yes, because Carol
wants to go. I like that.
I got it, and I think it's nice.
So put your 20 away, preachers. That 20 wasn't for you. And this is what I need you to do. If you're giving electronically, or even if you're giving tangibly, I'm going to have y'all come to the altar and give it, because I need to see 1,000 people moving.
I feel like a hostage at this point.
I want the baskets up here. I want to see the folk. Y'all start moving. Mm. Y'all can bring it right now. Come. Even if you're giving tangibly, just put your hand on the... Take your phone and stick it on the bucket.
We do like that.
I think he meant to say if you're giving electronically, but he said tangibly.
Right.
Giving is worship.
Yeah.
Giving is worship. This ain't the time to talk. 1,000 people need to give $20. 1,000 people need to give $20.
Matt, are you praying?
1,000 people online.
I think Matt's praying.
Need to give $20. This is easy, saints. This is an easy miracle. We should be able to raise $40,000 tonight just from y'all giving.
It's not a miracle. I think it's tacky. It's inappropriate, and I would never go back to that church.
Wildly inappropriate.
It is tacky, but I don't know. I don't. For some reason, didn't feel too threatened. Now, I don't have $20 in cash on me.
You also weren't sitting in there. I'm telling you right now that I feel like a hostage sitting in there. Okay. I would.